Welcome to Tea with Twins.
My name is Vanessa.
And I'm Victoria. We are twins who want to shine a light on what it's like to be a twin,
know a twin,
be friends with a twin,
our parents to twins,
and are dating a twin.
Thanks for tuning in. Grab your tea or whatever you're drinking. It's time for you to sip
and us to spill.
Welcome back to Tea with Twins. Thank you so much to all our subscribers. If you have not subscribed yet, please follow or subscribe on the Apple Podcast app or Spotify. So thank you so much. There is more and more viewers each week from around the world. And honestly, we are so blessed and so fortunate. And even some of you have been reaching out.
And that's all thanks to them, right? Like, if you guys are sharing this on your stories, we're getting like new people listening in. You guys are talking about like our podcast to your friends. They're tuning in. So really just want to thank you all for that. If you are liking it so far, make sure you put like 5 stars. That would be really much appreciated.
Yeah, so this topic that we're going to be discussing, it goes with this the week that actually just passed, and it was, well, on Saturday it was World Mental Health Day, mm-hmm. but the whole week was just World Mental Health Week for us, and really being aware with it and what's going on, how to really build your mindset, how to get out of a rough spot, and we thought it would be very insightful if we dived into Vanessa and I,
well, first, mental health. Let's just be real here and say that we had a whole podcast already whipped up for you guys.
It was 15 minutes and we deleted it.
And we actually deleted it because we're like, okay, there is enough out there telling you guys that it's normal to feel down, it's normal to feel, you know, off, it's normal to be in a mood and stuff like that. Like, we already know that, right? But we want to give you guys tangible tips on how, when you are feeling low, when you're feeling down, when you're feeling depressed, anxious, you can take these tips and move your energy to be more positive. And we thought in our last podcast, it was just us talking, and we weren't giving you any advice. Like, we want people to be happy around the world. And so with this podcast, we want to be more direct.
So for Vanessa and I, we're always together. Mm-hmm. Whatever the showcase situation is we've been through or will go through, we have each other to lift each other up, or to just bring our confidence back, whatever it is. And for us, when people ask us, oh, well, it's so scary to leave this relationship, or it's so scary to jump into a new job, or to travel, and for Vanessa
and I, first day of school.
Yeah, first day of school, starting new classes, starting your job. Vanessa and I are very oblivious to that, and we kind of look at each other, and we're like, well, just do it. Like, there's not that big of a deal. Like, just jump.
I don't think we ever recognized that it was because we had each other. We're like, why are you nervous? And they're like, because of this. We're like, oh, we're not nervous, but we didn't realize that we always had someone with us.
Exactly. So we were, yeah, like I said, the perfect word to this is oblivious. We didn't understand why people were so scared of change, or we understand why people didn't like getting out of routine, because for Vanessa and I, it's like, oh, do you want to go here? Yeah. And we have each other. Or, hey, this just happened, like, I need a girl's day, or this just happened, I need you, and she'll be there in 2 seconds, and I think we really took that for granted,
and I think maybe that just showed, like, let's give a concrete example here, it's like, if you have someone in your life who will be there for you no matter what, like, no matter what you do, no matter what happens.
But it's not like a sister or a boyfriend. Like,
no, it could be.
You argue with them, and, like, you never really know unless you're married, but so many people are getting divorced, so it's, like, really hard to explain.
Mm-hmm. Our situation. But it's just like pretend like you doubled, so it's like you're no way that person could leave you because you're the exact same person.
Mm-hmm. Like, Vanessa and I don't really deal with that. Like, we go through a lot of stressful situations, like doing this podcast or our children's book or our job opportunity or, you know, moving our lives across the world. We have a lot of things that we could have been very anxious about or scared about, but again, we just had the shadow
of each other. And I think that's, even if you are someone who, like, doesn't like to hang out with other people, like, that's why I love social media. And I know a lot of people are probably rolling their eyes, like, right now, are being like, what? You love social media? Like, social media is evil. And no, like, I love social media because, guys, here's a tip right now. Go into your search bar in your Instagram and you can type, let's say you love dogs. Let's say you love knitting. Let's say you love plants. Let's say you love yoga. Let's say you love soccer. Like, let's say you love candles. Type candles into the search bar or dogs in the search bar, the hashtags, and then you'll see all a bunch of other people who like those things and go and follow them and start a conversation with them. Send them a direct message. Be like, hey, I saw you also love dogs. Like, you know, we have a dash hound. Like, what kind of dog do you have? Like, how many do you have? And just start talking about them, what you like. Like, it could be as simple as a direct message to someone with the same thing, same values.
Like, I think all the followers I have and everyone that I follow.
I don't follow any celebrities.
Yeah, me either. I delete all those. But I have literally,
except for
written every single one a DM and being like, thank you for the follow. I followed back. Or, oh my God, like, your shop is so cute. I'm going to go support your Etsy shop.
Yeah.
Like, take time to really understand who's following you and why they follow you. And take time to see who you follow. Mm-hmm. And whether that's hindering your, like, mental state, or if that's, like, if that's hindering it, or if it's, like, making it better.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were listening to a podcast, and we were thinking, like, okay, depression. He was like, okay, a lot of people think depression in a certain way, but he's like, let me just kind of be real here and say depression is when people have depression, or like, I'm not saying all around, like a lot of people go through a lot of things, but usually when we're down or feeling depressed is because we see ourselves in another situation. We see ourselves doing something else, or we see ourselves feeling a certain way, but we aren't feeling that. And then we're in that kind of like unknown where you're like, I don't know why I'm not there. Like, or I don't know why I'm not happy. What is going on with me? And it's just because you're in the unknown of things. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, sometimes it's like, I'll be like anxious because I have so much to go, like, and anxiety is also, sorry, I'm like rambling on right now, but anxiety is also, if you go into depth about it, is like when I get anxiety, it's because I have so much on my plate. Okay, let's go deeper into that. I have so much on my plate that I'm scared that if I don't get it done, people are going to tell me like, oh, you didn't get this done. You didn't finish it. Like, what's wrong with you? So I'm now scared, or I'm basing off my anxiety off what people will think of me when I don't finish X, Y, and Z.
Don't just like be like, oh, I'm anxious or I'm depressed.
And accept the fact that you are.
Yeah, and open your screen and watch Netflix. Like, that's not you taking care of your mental health.
Yeah, because remember,
like, mental health is a priority.
Remember, where your focus goes, your energy goes, right? So this is why you need a vision board. Because if you know where you're going, you will not feel anxious or stressed
and
or
yes,
any of that.
And yes, there are going to be forks along the road. Like, no one has a perfect yellow brick road.
But remember, life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you.
Yeah.
So
and to get to with your yellow brick road, you're gonna have to come across some scary monkeys.
Yeah, so have a vision board, like, and know that no matter what comes in your way or what happens in your life, you're gonna be obtaining those things. So even if that fork comes in the road, or so everything blows up around you, at least you have that vision that you're like, no matter what, I know I'm gonna get there. Like, for me and Vic, like, in our own business or being a teacher, we're like, in our business, let's say, like, we, no matter what happens, no matter what people say to us, no matter, you know, anything,
the sales or
the month, how the month goes, if it's slow or if it's, like, great, we know at the end of the day where we're going. And if there's a slow month, if people say things that are not that very nice, or if people don't want to join our business, or people that do join our business and are amazing, it doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, we are the ones in control of our future, and we have our vision so clear that nothing can bounce us off that path. So make sure you have a vision board and focus on those things. Like, sit down with yourself and say, like, what do I love? What do I like doing? And look at that and see, look at you doing that every day, because that's going to make you happier.
And this is not just like, oh, well, I already have a job. Like, no, everyone has a job. Let's get over that. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a job, but what else do you like to do? What else will make you happy? Because if you're whole life is surrounded by your boyfriend, your girlfriend, paying bills and your job, you're not going to be happy. Like, you're literally not going to be happy. You need other things, especially right now. Like, you need other things to keep yourself
sane. Social interaction.
Exactly.
And humans are the most happy when we're giving. We're giving back. I always say, like, if you earn a dollar, give a dollar. Like, because more will come your way. Like, if we're, and that's also the law of attraction, if you want to go back to our past episodes, but you have to give more to receive more. And it's not about giving so you receive. Like,
yeah.
You can't think in that way. Like, no one owes you anything. But if you're open to the fact that if I, you know, make someone's day, if I make someone smile, if I go that extra mile and give someone, like, you know, a basket of food or extra money, like, that's going to come back to me in the long run without expecting it anything. Mm-hmm. But just knowing if I do this, you know, it's like good karma.
And I think that's why, like, mental health is so important right now with everyone staying at home in quarantine.
Yeah.
We're, like, by ourselves. We're on our screen. It's not really that – it's not healthy at all, but you need to make the best of it. So it's not just giving up and be like, oh, well, it's COVID, so it's okay if I gain weight.
No,
or, it's COVID, so I don't need to do this. Or it's COVID, so – but like, no, don't play the victim card.
Yeah.
Really, see how you could optimize this opportunity.
Because I would say 2020 has been our best year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not because we, like, realize, like, oh, COVID ruined our whole year. We're like, oh, yeah, we can stay home.
Yeah.
We don't have to go in, like, to work or whatever. Like, Vic was teaching from home. I was already working from home. Now we can be even more together. Let's learn Spanish. let's book our next vacation in a year, so have something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Let's grow our business. Let's, like, you know, we took the bull by the horns and mm-hmm. saw how can we optimize the situation. So mental health is super important, and it's above any health. Like, self-care Sundays when you do your mask and skincare, yes, that's amazing, and that helps with your mental health. I really feel like a mask in your skincare line helps you feel so much better. But at the end of the day, we're going to give you some
It's like working out. You need to work out your brain. Mm-hmm. And this whole tip, like, mental health a day, like, it's going to take you, especially where you are in your life, your stages in your life, it's going to take you weeks, months, or years. But that doesn't give you a reason to give up, because it's going to take longer than you expect.
And remember, when you commit to something, the universe or whoever you believe in, they're going to test you. They're like, oh yeah, you want to work on your mental health? You want to be happier? Okay, let's see how bad you want it. Because
it's just like a personal development book. Yeah. Like, it's nice to build your personal development, but you need to be put in it and tested. Yeah. Like, you study math because you have a math exam. So let's study personal development because you're going to have an exam on how well can you,
you should
outfit your brain.
That's so good, because, like, you shouldn't just start personal development when you're in the gutter.
Yeah.
Like, you should start it now, even if you're happy.
For your future.
For your future.
We never know when we're going to be using all this, like, knowledge that we have. But, like, I know exactly what to do when something comes my way. So when things do come in my way, I'm like, okay, like, I already trained for this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're trying to get as.
It's like the four. It's like the 4 years before the Olympics.
Yeah.
We're training 4 years.
Yeah.
And then if it's going to be good or bad on the fish at, like, the end of the fourth, we're ready. Okay, so we need to give them tips.
Okay, and next is just, like, check your surroundings. Mm. Surroundings as in music. When I'm driving in the car, I'm super tired. When I put on the radio and it's, like, Sam Smith, no. Like, I just put on a podcast, even though I'm like, I don't need this right now. Like, I just want to listen to music. No, that's when you need it more.
Yeah, but...
But it's also, like, I was also, that same day, I was like, oh, my God, like, I'm sick, like, blah, blah, blah. And I stopped and got French fries. Because I texted Vanessa, I'm like, I have a runny nose, like, I'm not feeling well, and I'm picking up food, so I'm getting myself an extra fry. And I was like, no, like, I literally justified me eating unhealthy because of my mood, and maybe a French fry would make me healthier, or, like, feel better, sorry. But actually, when I got home...
Food is not therapy.
Yeah, food is not therapy. I got home, and I was like, why did I do that? I would have been probably happier with myself in that moment, and the next day, if I was like, okay, I didn't scarf down fries, I took my time and, like, had a pepper, or I had, like,
rice crackers. Yeah, but if you want to eat fries, eat your fries, but...
No, obviously, once in a while, but
that just clearing that up, because I know some people are
But, like, that shouldn't be your... Like, you know what? Oh, this is a perfect example that really pisses me off, is when people are like, when they think something is rough, or they had a bad day or a breakup, and the best option to feel better about themselves is stuffing their face or drinking wine, or they're like, oh, it's Friday night, time to treat myself, that's fine. But if every Friday you're trying to escape something from food, from alcohol, not going to the gym because you're trying to justify that you're tired or something, like, that's not doing anything for yourself, mm-hmm. and that's actually bringing you, like, you're taking one step forward but three steps back.
Yeah. Check yourself. Because you are the version of the five people you surround yourself with. So
even
check
if they're strangers. I love everyone that I talk to on Instagram. Like, wow.
They're so nice. Yeah. I know. I love it. So you just have to use it properly. So we have our vision board. Check your music, surroundings. Check the people you hang out with. Something else, and you kind of touched on it, was also check your morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
And we've said this before, but your morning sets up your day. So if you wake up 15 minutes before you have to run out to work, and you're doing your hair, you're brushing your teeth, you're changing your clothes, and you're grabbing a granola bar and running out the door,
mm-hmm.
that's how your day is going to look. And I'm sure that's happened to you guys. Like, I'm sure one day you just kept pressing snooze, and then it was like 10 minutes before you had to leave, and you're just in a rush, and I bet your whole day was a rush, right?
Yeah.
So do a morning routine. I love getting to, like, school like 30 minutes before I actually have to teach, so I could sit down, have my tea, relax, and really set the mood. Or when I'm working from home, waking up and doing my meditation. So set, even though I know waking up a bit earlier is not your thing, and do it. Like, at least do meditation in the morning, at least to calm your brain, because, like we've said before, you wake up in a state of anxiety, because that is the chemical that wakes us up. So right away in the morning, you are anxious to leave your bed, especially the cold weather is coming around here in Canada. So you especially don't want to leave your bed, but you have to leave like set your alarm about maybe 30 to 40 minutes, start with that, and then go into an hour and put your alarm. Here's a pro tip. Make your alarm song, make your alarm ringtone or whatever you call it, as a pump up song. So right now, my alarm
because
tone.
Because it's normal to wake up with anxiety.
And not wanting to get up.
Yeah, that's normal.
So
normal, normal.
Set it. Mine is This Is Me. It's from The Greatest Showman.
Mine's You're Beautiful by Akon.
So set it. So when you hear that song in the morning, you're like, yes, I'm ready to go. And then wake up, do your meditation, and you can YouTube meditation for positive energy.
Even at first, it's like 2 times a week.
Yeah, just try it. And then do you look at your vision board, see what you can do, and take hold of the day. Because if you crush your morning, you're going to crush your day.
I was even thinking, on my way to school, when I walk into school, it's so easy for someone to look at me and see if I did my meditation or not.
Yeah.
Because usually if I wake up early and I did my whole morning routine, like, I don't have bags, I'm just excited, I say good morning to everyone. If I haven't done my morning routine, I walk in with my bags, so I haven't, like, pretty much waken up my brain or anything. And then I'm like a little bit groggy. Like you'll notice a huge difference.
Yeah. So morning routine, then also food and exercise, guys. Like Victoria was saying, like make sure you're fueling your body with the right food because there's a lot of food. Like food affects us. Like if you haven't realized it already, food affects us and it could affect us for a long time. Like if you eat something today, it could affect you and your energy and your mood for like the next week or so because it's still in your system. So really check what you're eating and also are you exercising because we know when we exercise, we have to get those drugs and those systems in our body going and it gets us all happy. So make sure you're doing those things and that's the basics because if you're not doing those and you are feeling sad and anxious, try it. You have nothing to lose and I bet you're going to feel better about yourself. And I know sometimes it's easier for you to just sit there and complain and turn on the TV and just
hope for the best.
Hope for the best, but that's not going to happen. That's not how life works. We need to do something about it. So here, that's why we're giving you guys tips because we have cracked the code.
And we've been on like it's nice when people reach out and they're like, "Can we just talk or a phone call or can we go for supper? Like I need more social interaction." Like please do write us. Like, I'm scheduling a call on Monday morning to talk with someone because right now she's not, like, in the right, like, she's not doing the best. And, like,
someone randomly on Instagram.
Yeah, someone random on Instagram, like, which I love. So, please use Vanessa and I as, like, a medium, if you may say, to just, you know, if you want to listen to music, like ears that you could talk to, like, we'll be there. So, please don't ever feel like you're bugging us or that we actually don't care. Like, we really do. So yeah, please do reach out if you do need an outlet or if you just need extra tips or if you need a meditation.
Yeah, because
just Google meditation for positive energy.
Yeah, and do that. Like, we're not here to show you guys like, oh yeah, we're always happy. Like, obviously sometimes we get down and sad.
But at the same time, not as often
because we have each other, but also because we work on it. Like, whenever I have a sad thought or like a negative thought come to my mind, I count to 3, 2, 1 and I get rid of it and replace it with something positive.
But they say because it's only 5 seconds because I think it was Tony Robbins or someone said, it's like, if it doesn't affect you in 5 years, don't waste more than 5 seconds of your life. Think like, in 5 years, am I actually going to care about how I was doing this? Like, no, you don't remember
that. And like, Vic and I took our time to like really put together why are we staying so positive even through this shitty time that we live in through COVID-19. Like, there's a lot of people suffering right now, but how are we staying so positive? How are we still crushing our goals? And we really took this time to do this episode and say, we need to show people how to do it because it's not normal that everyone is like, so many people are depressed or so many people are anxious or using it as an excuse, as bad as that may sound. But a lot of times, like, Victoria always says to me, is like, what does Jim Carrey say? Before you diagnose yourself as
depressed or anxious was like check
the people you hang
The people you hang out with because if you're sad and they're just a reason and they just help
and they're
you
sad.
Stay sad like oh it's okay if you feel like this like I am too like it's okay like no it's not
like Victoria when Vic's sad I'm like she'll tell me her story I'm like hey what are you gonna do about it.
Yeah.
Like tough love. Like we're only on this earth for one time like you only live once do you not get that and I will not waste a minute of my time being sad or angry or anxious over something.
Honestly, just take it as a chance. Like, Vanessa and I are very, we love challenges or we love, like, staying, I don't know, we are always into sports and stuff. And, you know, like, everyone loves an underdog.
Yeah, think of yourself as the underdog. If you're going through a tough time right now, think of yourself as the person as the underdog coming up and conquering everything. Like, there, you have time, like, and relax, be patient. So many people get stressed because they want something so quick. And I love Gary Vee's quote. He says, "People, so many people lose because they want things fast." If we are sad, if we're anxious and stuff, what are we going to do about it? Mm-hmm. Do you have a morning routine? Are you eating the healthy foods? Are you exercising 30 minutes of a day? Are you surrounded by positive people? Are you listening to pump up music? Are you listening to positive, like, are you following the wrong crowd on Instagram or social media? Are you hanging around the wrong crowd? Like, is the crowd that you're hanging out with empowering you? Are they making you be better? Or are you guys just gossiping when you're together? Or like, oh yeah, like, how's work? Like, just surface level conversations. Or are you like talking about like, I can't wait for like 5 years, I'm gonna have this, 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 10 years, I'm gonna this, this, and this. Like, make sure that your cup is poured all the time.
Yeah, so just take accountability on things that you can control. And luckily we can control our surroundings and our mindset.
We control everything. And if you want to learn more about how, hopefully we weren't too intense or like, I really hope you just know that we are here for you guys, but like,
we're here for good intentions.
We're not trying to be like too full force, but like, we've listened to I spend 8 hours a day, because right now I'm working at my family's orchard making donuts, so I'm by myself in the kitchen, and I listen to 8 hours a day. I listen to podcasts and stuff on rewiring your brain, how leaders are leaders, and I realize it's all in our mind. And if you want to change the way you think and get out of that low momentum or low energy that you're in, please go and listen to Joe Dispenza. He talks about how you can rewire your brain. Or if you don't know who Tony Robbins is,
or Trent Shelton, like, Trent Shelton. I'm pretty sure we mentioned all of these names.
Or Gary Vee, if you need a kick in the butt.
Yeah, there's Rachel Hollis. Like, there is so many for all of you. No matter what your situation is, someone has probably gone through it and has gone through it worse.
Yeah. Someone in your, has definitely gone through it worse.
Yeah. When you think of that, be like, well, someone has probably went through something worse. When, oh, this happened, well, someone probably went through it worse. Like, don't think it's just you going through this.
And don't think that you're going to, like, you won't ever be faced with challenges. Like, I was listening to Tony Robbins today, and he said, you know, as leaders, it's because we have a different mindset. People who are happy and stuff, is we have a whole different mindset. Like, Vic and I, as leaders, we have to pump ourselves up. Mm-hmm. We have to turn ourselves on when we need to talk to people. There's no one up there telling us, okay, guys, you know, pumping us up to do our talks or doing our Instagram lives or doing this podcast. Like, we are pumping ourselves up because we are leaders, because we have shaped our mindset and our mind.
Yeah, like, think of that. Who pumps up the pumper uppers?
Themselves.
Oh, yeah. Themselves. Think of that.
You are in control. Your own everything.
Cheerleader.
Yes. And if you need us to be your cheerleader, let us know. We'll talk to you guys. We'll be your twin for you. I really think it's like, everyone needs a twin.
I feel like we should do like online sessions of like how to get out of a funk.
Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Come on.
So, thank you again for everyone who tuned into this week's podcast episode. Again, it's been a hot topic, but honestly, we really wanted to get this point across, especially if Vanessa and I are still working on trying to be more relatable at times. But I think all the tips we've given you really is for anyone, twin or not. So I hope you do take them all, apply them to your lifestyle, and really see where you are, not tomorrow or the next day or in the next weeks, but the next months.
That's the hustle. And that's what you need to do, is like, keep going until you start getting more positive, and then keep going, and then you'll be positive, but keep going, and then you can show others how to do that. And I think that's the most important thing, is we've learned all this stuff, and what does it do for us keeping it to ourselves? Nothing, because we know so many people are struggling with this nowadays, especially what's going on in the world.
Thanks again for tuning into our podcast, Tea with Twins.
Don't forget to subscribe and share.